Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Two things listed in the verses that we get by faith. Of course, we've been talking about faith most of the month. For whatever reason, the Lord has led us in that direction, following our mission's emphasis. Then we turned around and began talking about faith. And tonight is no different. We talked about Abraham Sunday night. Abraham and his faith. You know, the Old Testament really never ascribed that word to him. It is a word that you might say is imputed to him or reckoned to him or supposed to him. And yet we look at him as the father of our faith, right? He's Father Abraham, faithful Abraham. And so the verses preceding chapter 5 deal with that little thought a little bit. So I wanted to begin in there somewhere. It's not so important where. I may just, verse 16 I'll mention to you. Well, I'll just start in verse 16. We'll do that and read for a piece and then stop and begin looking at the words. It says, "Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham." So we know that Abraham had faith. Well, the Bible tells us right here, if nowhere else, and it says, "Who is the father of us all?" Excuse me. "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God." Oh, you get it? He believed God. And that's a big deal. He believed him to the point of stepping out. Meaning it went beyond just mere belief. We mentioned before the Webster's Dictionary, other places, you'll find faith is described with the word belief. Yet belief isn't enough to describe the word faith. It's more than that. Belief that's built on a moral conviction that has risen to the place that we can have trust and confidence in a thing or a God. And the kind of belief that, because of the trust and confidence, that it can step out and follow. That's faith. And so it goes on. It says, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be as..." You know, he mentioned that about... that quickening of the dead reminded me of what he said about the one fall. Somebody falls out the window, I can't bring him back to life. I was thinking, what if someone falls out the pew and gets hurt? I promise you, I'm going to run over there and try. I had that thought. If they fall out, I'm going to go try my best. Call on what kind of powers we may have. It says, I just couldn't resist that. It says, "Who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were." Okay, listen to the words. Maybe I shouldn't be kidding, because maybe it costs you listening to the words. It says, "Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become..." You got that? "Against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be." Then he says, "And being not weak in faith." He believed it because it was spoken. As was alluded to earlier, there's some things that have come to an end. One is revelations. We have what we're going to have. And that's important because, and we'll see it if we have time. That's why I'm just going ahead and telling you some things. I fear we may not have time to just break it down for you. But what we have by way of God's Word to trust is indeed this book. If we cast our faith on anything else, it is blind faith, as we talked about the other day. Blind faith would be faith put in something that has no moral grounding. The Word of God is truth. It has moral fabric, moral binding, moral authority. And I can put my faith in that safely. It's the Word of God. But at the time that God spoke to Abraham, it was an imprint. He didn't have that. So it was the audible word God spoke it. He says, Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations. Now, Abraham didn't have any children, and even if you go to after Ishmael, God had discounted that. He still had no hope of seed outside of the Word of God. And so the Bible says, and being not weak in faith, meaning he was strong in faith. He had faith. He considered, look at this, he ignored the facts. Listen to what it says. He considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He ignored the facts. I don't care about facts. Hey, listen. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
I don't care what the facts are. I've got the Word of God on it, and I can trust it. Now, here's something for you, though. Don't take the Word of God and try to make it mean something it doesn't.
Right.
And then turn around and say, I'm trusting the Word of God. That's dangerous ground.
Right.
Because He's not promising to do something He didn't promise to do. Did that make sense?
Right.
He is not going to come through if He didn't promise it.
Amen.
It's not His commitment to us. Just because I think I need it, it's what makes sense to me. No, no, listen, Abraham put aside the facts. He simply went by the Word of God. And it says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Oh man, I just wish I had not given all that time away. Oh, hey, listen. He staggered not at the promise of God in unbelief. You know what that means? The reason he's the father of faith, of our faith, he's the one that we look to and call faithful Abraham. It means regardless of the facts, regardless of what is said or done by others, regardless of how intimidating it may be, he did not stagger. He didn't waver in what he thought would happen because he knew what the Word of God was on the matter. And once you're settled on it, you can live it out. Even the toughest of things. Oh, I'm going to tell you, I'm going through something right now in my own life. I'm telling you, the words in the Bible are tough. But I'm finding great joy in just choosing to embrace them. What about you? The words in the Bible are tough. And in the onset of things, it will seem to cost you many times. But if you can look past the facts and to the precious promises, the Word of God, we can not stagger in unbelief, but stand in faith. What was that first line he said? He said, before whom he believed, no. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father. No, no. There it is. Being not weak in faith. I should have had those reading glasses. I can't read. Being not weak in faith. God help us to not be weak in faith. That's hard. I was sharing with someone today. This day. Someone that's struggling. The encouraging words I could think of in the moment was that day when Jesus stepped out on the mount. He had already risen from the dead and he had made some appearances. But now he's coming up to the 500. And apparently the setting was such that before the multitudes, he must have undoubtedly approached where the 12 or 11 were there. And they were there. And he approaches. They know him. The Bible says they worshiped him. And then it says, I'm just going to read it to you. I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to read it. I don't want to quote it wrong. says, but some doubted. He was before them. I mean, he was right there. They were kneeling prostrate. They were had broken hearts, contrition. They were before him, and they still doubted. The greatest men of God who have ever walked the face of the earth, the apostles. We can't even ascribe to be an apostle. Yet there they were, doubting. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. That's what the Bible says. Hey, listen. Abraham didn't waver in his faith. Now, we pick on him because of his shenanigans down in Egypt and other places, other times. But the Bible says he never staggered in unbelief. He ever staggered? Oh, I don't think we're ever going to get to the message tonight. Because I don't know if I can leave this unsettled. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Unlike the apostles who were before God himself, he staggered not. He was not in unbelief. Oh, listen. Why do we know Abraham's name? Why do we know so much about Abraham? Because he had a faith that did not stagger. He never resorted to unbelief. He never preferred the facts over the moving of the Spirit of God. He never preferred the facts over the promises of God. He never preferred what the world had to offer over the promises of God. He might have made some mistakes. He might have got some fear in the thing. We know that about him. But the Bible says he never staggered in unbelief. That is a convicting thought. Amen. I've seen God move in a mighty way in my life. This very week, I've had God answer my prayers to the letter. To the letter. I'm one of those that believes the answer to prayer is receiving. I've never seen where he says, the Bible doesn't say. Sometimes he'll say no, sometimes he'll say hold on or wait. It really just says receive. And James, the only two reasons that we don't get answers to prayer is because number one, we're not praying, or number two, we're praying amiss. I'm just telling you, this week I've been seeing God answer my prayers. Now, on the other side of it, weeks just like that hasn't happened this week to me. But I'll confess to you, I've staggered in unbelief a few times. Have you? Maybe we're bearing my soul to you today. A little bit. It says, he was the opposite of that. It says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You remember that verse we shared the other night where it talks about blessing? It only applies to God. Us blessing God. Us giving glory. What gives God glory? According to this, not staggering in unbelief, but being given over to faith, gives glory to God. It is why we know the names of the ones who live that way. It's why you want to leave a legacy? Man, forget about all the stuff we get into here in America. It's so temporal. This country's probably going away soon anyway. I don't mean to be a negative person, but I'm just telling you, if you want a name that lasts, be given over to faith. Faith in God. The Word of God. stagger not in unbelief. Don't stagger in unbelief. Don't. It will conflict with the facts many, many times. Sometimes, I don't know, the more I think about it, the more I realize there's almost always some worldly wisdom thing that cries out against what God is leading me to do. Almost always. But listen, if you have the promise of God and you can cling to it with bona fide, true to life faith, that is belief that's built upon moral word of God, moral conviction that ascends to the place of earning my trust. I mean, I believe it, now I trust it. Faith, not wavering, not staggering. Boy, it is what gives glory to God. And being fully persuaded, it says, here it is. I mean, this is why Abraham is so well known to us. Being fully persuaded that when he had promised, being God, he was able also to perform. I'll just tell you, doesn't really matter how it flies in the face of day-to-day wisdom, or what should we say, status quo. It doesn't matter how it flies in the face of that business. Hey, listen, when God is leading, and I have the moral guideline of God's Word, I can walk with that, listen, with confidence. I can waver not, I can stagger not with unbelief. I can walk with it because I am persuaded that He is able to do what He said. Amen. He can do it. He can take Abraham and Sarah, who were too far gone in years, and give them a baby. And Sarah's womb was barren for many years. He can step out and do the extraordinary because He said He would. And if He tells me, He leads me, and I'm moving forward by the grace of God, following this moral guideline, the Word of God, listen, I can trust that He can perform. Biggest reason God doesn't perform in our lives is because we seldom step out really genuinely just believing He will. If He said He will, He will. He will. We can live by this. I feel bad in the flesh, really. It's a flesh thing. We have a missionary come through, and I like the guys, the mission board these guys with, I particularly like them. I just wish I could support every one of them. We haven't been able to take on a single one. But here's something for you. God calls a missionary, and a local church sends them. Whether we can do it for them tonight or not, we can trust. Hey, God says, I mean, if the promise wasn't here, that He would get them before the people that He's called them to reach, they would not be out here. They can rest in the promise. Situation may not be tonight that it comes, but beloved, like you said, the momentum is going. You can just turn the wheel. I had a part-time job driving a 1957 dump truck. Almost got myself killed because I couldn't turn that wheel. Load of rocks just about went over. But God can keep His promise. All I'm saying is we can trust. We can have confidence. God promises to do what He says He'll do. And He can perform it. It says, therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it being faith means it was imputed or reckoned to Abraham. It was supposed to Abraham. It was given over to Abraham. The idea that he had faith was given over to him for righteousness. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm already past time and I'm not even to my point. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Since we've talked a lot about it, what about this? staggering with unbelief. I think I'll back up to right there, and that's where we'll close. Staggering with unbelief. Do you ever do that? Hey, listen, you can give glory to God. Give glory to God by not being weak in faith, but being strong in faith. Trusting God. His word, His moral guideline, I can follow it and bless my heart. I can put my foot out by faith, not seeing what's on the other. The facts don't even matter. By the time my foot comes down, I can trust God. I'll have something under that foot. I can trust God. He will perform what He said He will do. Not blind faith. Not something I imposed on Scripture. I'm talking about Scripture. What it says. What He promises. If I can learn to meditate in the Word of God and spend time there and learn what the promise really is, beloved, He will perform it. He will. We can trust Him. Should have given you more warning, Miss Anita. We may outrun her to the invitation. Apologize for that. I'm going to ask you to stand, if you will. Hey, listen. We don't have to wait on the music. We don't have to wait. I'm just asking you tonight. I promise you, I didn't even get to the message.